Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Today being the 5th of May, 2020, we've got all the best technology news that's been happening, and we've got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. All right, yeah, we've got COVID-19 news for you, and it has to do with tech, and it has to do with the UK, and now they're going to be tracking people. Yeah, the UK government is about to launch a mobile app that's going to be tracking and tracing the coronavirus, meaning it's going to be tracking and tracing you. Now, currently in the Isle of Wight right now, 141,000 people are going to be guinea pigs. And if all goes well, Boris Johnson hopes to roll out the app to the rest of the UK this month. Now, the science behind the app says about 60% of people need to use it for it to be actually successful. Now, we were talking about this last week, saying the UK was going to be going a different way than what Google and Apple are doing with their track and tracing and all that sort of stuff. The UK will be using Bluetooth technology, and it will actually enable the UK authorities to inform people when they've had close contact with somebody with the virus. The bigger question is our privacy out there? At least that's one question. The other question is how effective is the app actually going to be? Especially when we're hearing a lot of British people are not really too keen on the intrusion in their lives. Well, I guess the guinea pigs in the Isle of Wight, yep, they're going to have to tell us first. Staying with your COVID-19 news, especially if you're using Uber out there, do you feel safe using one right now? Most of us are probably going to say, I'm not really sure. Well, Uber's trying to take that fear a little bit away from us by making their drivers wear masks. The problem is, though, how many drivers are actually going to be willing to just, yeah, I'll go along with those rules? Well, Uber's going to try and make sure they're going to follow the rules by developing some technology that ensures drivers wear their face masks. Now, currently, Uber does have a real-time ID check that actually asks drivers every now and then to take a selfie, you know, to make sure the driver that's supposed to be driving is actually the one driving. More than likely, they're going to rely on this technology currently. They're actually looking towards the technology and making sure the driver's still wearing the mask after he takes the selfie. Unfortunately, we're going to be waiting for this technology for a little bit. So in the meantime, we're just going to have to rely on this thing called trust. Away from COVID-19 news into actual freaking tech news and a new MacBook. Actually, a new MacBook Pro. Yep, here comes a new Apple product for us all. Now with double the storage and a magic keyboard. Yay! Now the things included in the new MacBook Pro, 13-inch by the way, is the 10th generation Intel processor, which comes with improved graphics performance. Actually, Apple says 80% better. Yeah, that remains to be seen. Now you do have 256 gigabytes of storage, which can go all the way up to a terabyte. And if that's still not enough for you, you can add up another 4 terabytes of SSD storage. Of course, the 13-inch display is a Retina display. It's got Touch Bar and Touch ID on board as well. And if that isn't enough to get your juices flowing, all-day battery life. All in all, though, a nice-looking new 13-inch MacBook Pro. But anything that's nice-looking from Apple, yeah, costs a little bit of money. Pricing starts at $1,299. And finally, staying in the realm of Apple a bit, talking about Touch ID and Face ID if you're a Google Driver user, well, now you've got Face ID and Touch ID protection on your iPhone and your iPad. That's right, before you can get into your Google Drive now, that app has got to know that it's really you getting into that drive. This is Google's way of beefing up the security for those important work documents and other sensitive personal information. Wink, wink. Now, one nifty little feature about the thing is you can actually delay the drive from actually closing back, similar to, like, say, 1Password for like 10 seconds or maybe a minute, or you can do it all the way up to 10 minutes. That way, when you're trying to switch back and forth between apps, you don't have to sit there and keep rescanning your face. Pretty annoying, yeah. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Everything happening with the British Tech Network, you can find right over there. Of course, if social media is your thing, too, we're on Facebook at British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech, and our community, which is definitely the place to be. Hop on over to britishtech.slack.com. Join us in our community today, where you're definitely sure to get a laugh and a giggle. The news show, of course, will be back at your way on Thursday. getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope your week's starting off well for you. Have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.